Verse 4. Association which nourishes bhakti. Dadati prati ginnati, guhyam akhyati prichati, bhunkate bhojayate chaiva, shad vidim priti lakshanam. Translation. Offering pure devotees items in accordance with their requirements, accepting prasadi or remnant items given by pure devotees, revealing to devotees one's confidential realization concerning bhajan, inquiring from them about their confidential realizations, eating with great love the prasad remnants given by devotees and lovingly feeding them prasad. These are the six symptoms of loving association with devotees. Upadesh Prakashika Tika. In this fourth verse, the extrinsic symptoms of loving exchanges with pure devotees are described. As the meaning of this verse is perfectly clear, it does not require elaboration. Piyush Varshani Vritti. Bad association is unfavorable to bhakti. Therefore, it is imperative to abandon such association. Those who are intent on progressing in bhakti should associate with pure devotees who possesses the power to free one from the tendency to fall into bad association. A description of loving exchanges shared between devotees which nourish one's bhakti is found in this fourth verse. Lovingly giving another devotee that which he requires and lovingly accepting those items which are mercifully given by other devotees, revealing one's confidential realizations to devotees and hearing descriptions of confidential tenets, tattva, from pure devotees, lovingly serving devotees prasad and accepting prasad offered by devotees. These six kinds of exchanges constitute association with saintly persons, sadhu sangha, in its pure form. These six activities are the symptoms of love. One should serve sadhus by performing of these activities. Anuvritti. Bhakti appears by the association of Bhagwan's devotees. But since one may not know how to associate with Vaishnavas, this topic is explained in this verse. By the negative effect of maintaining affectionate relationships with the jnanis who desire liberation from material existence, with the karmis who desires to enjoy the fruit of their action, and with gross sense enjoyers, one's bhakti is harmed. One should not give these three types of persons any advice or any item. To do so would be offensive, because describing the glories of Harinam to those devoid of faith is included within the category of Namaprad. Also, one should never accept any advice regarding the attainment of liberation or material enjoyment from such persons, because it will lead one to develop affectionate attachment for them. One should not instruct them on how to perform Krishna bhajan. One should not hear from them anything concerning the confidential aspect of bhakti. One should also not accept food which has been touched by them. By eating food prepared by them, their predilection for either material enjoyment or liberation will be transmitted within one's heart. Vishair an khaile malin hai malin man haile nahi krishner smaran. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrit Anta Leela 6.279. When one eats food offered by a materialistic, one's mind becomes contaminated. When the mind is contaminated, one is unable to remember Krishna. Therefore, one should not feed these three types of persons who possess an enjoying spirit. Eating food prepared by them or feeding them increases one's affection for them. Exchanging love with devotees who are of the same aspiration as oneself and who are affectionate to oneself enhance one's bhakti. Offering and accepting items, revealing confidential realizations to one another, and serving and accepting food are all activities which increase affection. One should not perform these activities with those of different aspirations in life than one's own.